something big is happening today.
Yes, it is the 100th anniversary of Mother's Day. And in West Virginia, we are proud to say that Anna Jarvis, the founder of Mother's Day, is from here. So there's a big celebration going on in Grafton, West Virginia, where Anna Jarvis is from. And my colleague, Emily Corio, has this story on the history of Mother's Day.
Century-old stained glass and huge murals still decorate the chapel walls where the first Mother's Day service was held. It's where Anne Reeves Jarvis went to church, and she's the mother who inspired Mother's Day. Linda Shriver is on the board that oversees the International Mother's Day Shrine.
Anne Reeves Jarvis worked to bring the mothers together into mothers' work groups to help improve sanitary conditions in the community and to reduce infant mortality in the area. Her daughter, Anna Jarvis, declared when her mother died that she would create a day to honor all mothers in an effort to honor her own mother.
Jarvis arranged the first Mother's Day service in 1908, but several years would pass before she could convince an old friend to make the holiday official.
In this room, we have the resolution that President Wilson signed on May 8, 1914, making Mother's Day the legal holiday that we celebrate today.
Olive Dadisman leads tours through the house where Anna Jarvis was born in 1864. The 19th century farmhouse is now a museum full of antiques that belonged to Anna Jarvis.
She sent postcards to people all the time. So this is one that was sent to a lady in Grafton in 1916, reminding them about Mother's Day. But if you'll look on everything that Anna Jarvis had made for Mother's Day, it never says Happy Mother's Day. It only says Mother's Day.
Anna Jarvis wanted Mother's Day to be a day of rest for moms. She thought sons and daughters could write letters to their mothers, not sign their name at the bottom of a greeting card. So Jarvis was upset when she saw flowers, cards, and candy become focal points of the holiday. So upset that Dadisman says she started a petition to rescind Mother's Day.
She figured it was just going to go even more commercialized in the future.
Anna Jarvis died in 1948. She never married, and she didn't have any children of her own. But thanks to the honor she bestowed on her mom, Anna Jarvis is considered the mother of Mother's Day.
That was West Virginia Public Broadcasting reporter Emily Corio reporting from Morgantown.